And we are back, and we are the Run Duo. I'm Tommy.
What's up? It's India.
Miss India, how you doing? I'm gonna call you Coach India.
That's what I'm gonna call you. Coach India. You're bringing that life back to me.
Yeah. Because I'm bringing it back. Because if y'all listen to the last podcast that India was on, India was like, "I'm in a funk. I don't feel like running." Y'all can do what you want to. I'm chilling. Which, honestly, I understand because I've been there myself. I don't know any runner that hasn't been through the funk. But all of a sudden, and now y'all, I'm not big on social media, but I'm flipping through my social media. And who got, what is it, a reel? Got a reel talking about all these races she done signed up for. Listen. And she getting back on the road.
Listen, so, can we talk about it, though? Because I really want to talk about how it was inadvertently done. Like, I was not lying. Yes. I posted that reel.
Yes.
And people seem very excited about it. So I guess I got to, you know, I got to.
Well, I mean, I think as runners, we want everybody to get high on running. We want. Yeah. That's just how we are. We can't stand to hear somebody that got off the drug. We want everybody on the drug.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's tired of my like everyday running, like life content. Cause I feel like that's what I've been posting is just like life content. And people mm-hmm. like, but you are a runner. Why you ain't been running? And I'm like, okay, y'all, I'm back in the saddle. But the kick in the behind was because I realized I legitimately signed up for 4 races in October and I didn't know it. I didn't know. So this is how it went. And I'm being 100 with y'all.
Before you go, because this is like, we have talked off podcast and I've asked you about, and you're like, man, I might do this. And I'm going to do this, but that's all I'm doing, Thomas.
Yes!
I'm not doing nothing else.
But that's how it has been. So in my mind, Tommy, I knew I had Charlotte, which we'll talk about, which is a great race, the 10K in Charlotte. So I knew I had Charlotte and I knew I had DC, right? Like, I think those are the two that I mentioned on the podcast, and I knew that I had those. And in my mind, I was like, maybe the 10-miler, the 5K that's connected to the PNC 10-miler. Mm-hmm. And of course, the race is like an annual thing, but I had not signed up yet. But I kind of knew in the back of my mind I probably was going to, but it just wasn't in my mind. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't until, so a couple weeks ago, Ayana and I were trying to figure out like our schedule. And so she messaged me, she texted me, she said, "Girl, I got 4 races in October." I said, "Girl, what you doing? You doing a lot." And then she listed them. And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Me too." I literally was like, "Okay, me too." I was like, "That's crazy." But the other piece is that I like, so I did add one more that I didn't necessarily need to. And that was the She Power 5K. And it's the day after the race. And I did need to add that one. However, the She Power 5K has been on my radar for years because they have this huge ass medal. And so I was like, I really want to run this. And it's a traveling race. And so I was like, okay, I somehow, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, popped up an ad on my Facebook. And I was like, oh, what date is this? And I was like, dang it, after the race. And so I was like, India, just do it. Like, you trying to get your life together, just do it. But I was like, okay, India, you sitting here talking about you need to get your life together, but literally October is in 3 weeks, and you have 4 races to go. So that's literally how it went. It was kind of like, oh, maybe. And then it turned into, oh, no, this is all in the same month. Like, it's not even, like, staggered. It's literally one weekend after the next. I think I have like a week break or something, and then I have the next ones. But I'm happy that they're 5Ks. It's not like I'm going out here doing 10Ks and half marathons like that. They're 5Ks. So I feel like I can realistically do it. I still am going to increase my mileage very slowly because I don't want to get injured over the next couple weeks. So when y'all see me out here dropping 1 miles, 2 miles, and that's it, that's why. I'm trying to healthily move my body up. And if I'm quite honest, running a mile is not even happening at this point. Like, I'm struggling to run a mile. And that's just where I am right now. And I'm not mad about saying it. So,
man, you should not be, because that's what coming out of a funk is. I mean, mm-hmm. trust me, I go mm-hmm. back, like, I'm not, my pace is not, still not anything close to what I've run in the past, but no. I go back and look at the beginning of April, dude, my heart was about to beat out my chest just running, you know, 1 and 2 miles. So
struggling,
you got to work your way back.
I can't even do a mile. And that's what's so crazy. It's just like that. And I try not to. So honestly, what I have been telling myself, Tommy, is that I have got to divorce my old pace and divorce where I used to be, divorce being not even being a marathoner. And I literally, that title can never be taken away from me. But if I focus on what I used to be, I am not going to progress in the space that I'm in today. And so I think that that's kind of where I am, is accepting where I am, but knowing that mentally I can get to the my old me, but physically it's going to take time for me to get there. So that's kind of where I am right now.
I hear you, but I'm glad to see, you know, you back on the drug. I like to hear that. Yeah, you know, first miles free.
So listen, right before this podcast recording, I went and changed into my running clothes. It's been raining here all day. I don't know about in your area of Georgia, Tommy, but it has been mm-hmm. raining here all day. And I'm like, okay, me and Tommy gonna do this podcast. I'm gonna change my clothes to get the to so that I can be ready. So that when we get off this podcast, I can go do my mile that I did yesterday, and then I'll eat dinner and get it on. Like, I'm like, Indy, if you don't be consistent, it's going to continue to hurt. So I'm just like forcing myself to get out there. Yeah.
There you go.
And I still love running. So it's not like running to get out the funk, kind of, sort of, mm-hmm. but I also want to kind of not be screaming every time I run the 5Ks in October. Like, I don't want to be like, girl, why'd you do this to yourself? So, yeah.
Well, let me ask, I understand that the four races is basically what's driving you, but when you went and cheered on your friend,
oh, 100%.
Did that kind of get your juices?
Always. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't think I talk about that enough, but I always feel like, I don't think it started with that race. It started when I went and saw my friend Antonia and Hannah do their triathlon.
Okay.
So that mm-hmm. was a week before last week, if I'm getting my dates right. My days are all jacked up, but it was the week before the fight last week. I went and saw them and cheered them on, and then I went to Carolina. So yes, anytime I go to cheer on a race, it is always like, get yourself together, get back on the pavement. You see people that are looking really strong and you're like, I want to be strong like that. And then you also see people that may be on the struggle bus, but they out there doing it. And I'm like, child, I want to be on a struggle bus too, or at least out there doing it. They doing more than what I'm doing. So, so at the end of the day, it's like, girl, get yourself together. But then, you know, I was kind of bummed that I didn't run that race, because it was a great opportunity to do it with my girl and be able to go see her. And of course I had a bib, but I just decided to do not start on that. But that was me being smart and not dumb on that. But yeah, of course, anytime I go cheer on a race, and I highly recommend people, if you are into running like that, go cheer on a race so that you can get that mojo back and feel good about it. So that was definitely something that I wanted. And I think, honestly, Tommy, I think that that's what proves to me that I'm not falling out of love with running. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if I was to see people running on the side of the road and going to races and not being excited about them, being like, oh yeah, good for y'all, I feel like my funk would literally be like, India, are you falling out of love with running? And I think that I can truly say that it's not falling out of love with running. It literally is just me being in a funk. So
I hear you. And yeah, like I said, I have definitely been there for long periods of time.
Yeah.
So you pulling yourself out, getting back on the pavement.
One step, 1 mile at a time. Literally.
So tell us about that race.
Okay.
In Charlotte.
Yes. So let me tell y'all what races I'm doing, just in case y'all didn't see the reel, and then I'll tell you about Charlotte. So on October the 1st, I'm doing the District Running Collective Run Series. And so that's happening in D.C. So we're traveling up to D.C. to go to that. DRC, District Running Collective, is having their 10-year anniversary. And so we are going to celebrate They have a 5K, a 5K, a 19 miler, and a 19K. And it's called District 19 Run Series. So if you're interested in that, definitely pull up. I had a couple people DM me like, oh, you gonna be there? I'm gonna come too. I'm like, girl, come on. And then October 7th, I'm doing the race, which y'all know we are there. And also the Run Duo is doing a live podcast like we always do on Friday at the expo. So definitely pull up on us for that. And then the She Power 5K is here in Georgia in Alpharetta on October 8th. And then I have a weekend off. And then I go into doing the, oh no, I don't have a weekend off. Oh, yeah, I do have, okay. I have a weekend off. And then I go into the PNC 5K 10 miler, which is on October 22nd. So yeah, so that is what is going on over here. So I'm super excited about it. But yes, Tommy, that's the schedule. But so the Round of Crown 10K. So I had not heard of this race prior to me doing it. And my friend, she did her first 5K during my bridal shower weekend or my bridal relay weekend. That was her first 5K. And ever since she did that 5K, she has busted the gates open with doing a mile, a race every weekend. And so this was her race for this month. And she said, you know what? I also want to make it a 10K. So she did that. So it was good. It was an easy drive to Charlotte. So it's about 4 hours. And so it was an easy drive to Charlotte. Got in on Friday, was able to hang out a little bit. So the race starts and finished at Truist Park. So which is their baseball field there. And it's literally downtown Charlotte, not far from their football stadium. And let me tell you this, Tommy. Little naive me, not even naive, but just tell you how much I'm not into football. So when my friend Megan and I looked up hotel prices for that weekend, we were like, oh, it's a little steep, right? Like hotel prices was a little steep. We were like, oh, it's a holiday weekend. It was Labor Day weekend. So I was just like, well, maybe it's because of Labor Day weekend. Tommy, we're sitting at the restaurant in the hotel having breakfast. And the waiter goes, hey, are y'all going to the game today? And we're like, game? What game? So I Googled it, Tommy, the whole USC-UNC football game.
Oh, yeah.
Two blocks down from us. Like, literally, it was at the stadium right down the street. We had no clue. And, of course, as soon as we left breakfast, we saw nothing but blue and burgundy. And I was just like, this is so crazy that we got down here and we had no clue. So we just down here for this little 10K. And this is big old game that's taking place right down the street from us. So, of course, we had to plan for that. But, it wasn't bad. The race was on Sunday. The game was on Saturday, so we did run into a little bit of traffic, but it wasn't too bad. But anyway, the race started.
No, I was going to say, just from your video, I was seeing you were above the race course.
Yes. So the course runs on Highway 277, and that is for almost 4 miles. So about over 3.5 miles, you're actually on the highway. So they shut down the highway and you run on the highway. And so the cheer station that Mad Miles had was on the bridge right before you get to one of the major hills on the highway. Now this hill, you could see it. And they said that the hill is like a mile long, and I don't deny it. And so we were right over that bridge so that we could cheer them on like, y'all, come on. Tackle this hill and we're going to meet you at the finish line. So I think because the race was a 10K and because the majority of it was on a highway, it was kind of hard to get to some points to cheer or figure out cheering possibilities and with the road closures and all that stuff. So, I mean, obviously Mad Mouse had it mapped out and we were in a perfect spot. So they had some Brooks is one of their sponsors. So they had some of their banners and stuff out, so I was able to find the cheer station. And because it was about a little bit over 3 miles where I cheered her on, I was able to get to the finish. And so it was good. It seemed like it was a race that I would want to definitely go and run. Seems like it could be a good race weekend. Now, I did understand that it definitely is a hilly course, so North Carolina is not flat.
Yeah.
So definitely a hilly course, but it looked like a good turnout. Unfortunately, they did run out of medals, though, which was unfortunate, but I think that they are hopefully going to do what they needed to do. I met the race director that weekend, too. He was really, really nice. So I'm not sure. There could be so many reasons on how medals run out. It could be registration was open longer than the medal order, because I know that he did have late registration availability, could have potentially oversold. It could have been bandits. It could have been like, it could have been so many different reasons as to why you run out of medals. Mm-hmm. Not giving an excuse, but it definitely, there's so many reasons why it could definitely happen. So that was an unfortunate thing. My friend was able to get her medal, and then she had some of her other line sisters and stuff that ran with her. And one of them did not get a medal, but this girl that I knew that is from Charlotte, her name's Dee. Thank you, Dee, if you listen to this podcast. She gave her medal because she's from Carolina. She runs there all the time. And she was just like, girl, I got so many medals, take it. So that's the love of the running community. So a first time 10K-er did not have to leave the course without a medal. So I really appreciate
that's
that.
That's great. Oh, man. Yeah. That's good to hear. Now, just to confirm, I don't know if you said this or not. So was this the first year of this race or no?
No. It's not the first year. No.
Okay.
It's gone on several years, but I think it's really getting its hype, maybe. But it's not the first year of running. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's my first year. It's my first year that I knew about it, but it's not the first year that has gone on. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looked fun just based on the photos that you sent. Looks like your friend had a good time.
Yeah.
Running a 10K, which is always good because 10K is perfect. It's a nice run. It challenges you, but you still can go out tonight, that same night, because you should be good to go off from a 10K.
Yeah. Well, I'll just say, I think she definitely has caught the running bug more than I expected her to. And I honestly feel like I think she's going to have more distances in her life. I'm not pressuring her to do it, but I feel like she's just like she already mentioned she's ready to sign up for another 10K. So I'm just like, okay, you got the bug. So I feel like within the next year or so, she'll probably try a half. I can't guarantee she'll do a marathon, but I feel like if she keeps it up, she'll probably try a half. Not of any pressure of mine, but you know, she is surrounded around runners. So, you know, a lot of us as friends are runners, and that's something that really helped her to get there in the first place. So
that's good. That's good to hear. Well, it sounds like a great time. Sounds like you got quite the month set up.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Y'all pray for me. I'm gonna try to do my best to document this, my journey of getting my life together. It's not going to look pretty, but I'm going to get it done.
I got you. Let me tell you, on one of my, let me ask you this question, because this is something me and Heather been going back and forth on.
Okay.
You know, we got two runners in the house. We got
kids.
So Heather, you know, I get up very early to run. I get up at like 4 in the morning. I try to get my run done before anybody else is even stirring in the house. So that, you know, I'm not blocking Heather from running, and I'm not taking any time away from getting the kids ready, you know, in the morning, that kind of thing. But Heather comes to me, because, you know, Heather's got quite the race schedule set up herself. She's doing the 5K race, she's doing the 10 miler, and she's doing the Thanksgiving half. She's trying to go ahead and get her a triple peach.
Awesome.
Which, you know, that's fine, whatever. But when you are talking about 10 milers and half marathons, the miles got to click up. They got to start to grow. Now, Heather, which is not a problem for Heather, of course, but Heather is also, you know, Heather, she done popped her last child, so she's getting back into everything. I don't know if you know this. Heather was very big into tennis before she got into running. Heather actually used to teach tennis to children when she lived in Baltimore. So she's really big in tennis.
I didn't know that.
And now she's getting back into tennis.
Yeah.
She's on a Alta team, all that good stuff. So she's kind of pulling herself in two directions. And she started talking about this mileage. And she was like, you know, I want to get out as early as possible to run my miles. Well, I'm sorry. Tommy got a rule. You ain't leaving this house till that sun is up. I don't care.
Like
I don't care. And see, that's what I'm like, I don't care. She's like, no, I ran on Sunday. I ran, I think, total of like 10 miles or whatever. So by the time I was finishing up, the sun was starting to come up. Dude, all these creepy crawly crazies are still walking around, mm-hmm. doing things. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, maybe I'll go to Stone Mountain. There's a lot of people out at Stone Mountain. How you know those people aren't the ones trying to jump you, Heather? What are you talking about? So
yeah.
I told her, I said, if you want to, you can run in the subdivision. Now, you've been to our subdivision. One around probably ain't even 400 meters. So,
right. You're right, though.
It might be. I think she said, I think Heather said three times is a mile. I think.
Right.
Because I've never run in the subdivision. We no, do you're have right, a.
Though. It is very quick.
Yeah. It's a quick loop.
Yeah.
I tell her it's rolling hills. But anyway, I told her, well, if you want, she had to do 5 miles. I'm like, if you want to get out before the sun is up, you need to do it in this subdivision. That's it. I'm not playing with you.
Yeah.
So she did it. She said, and I mean, of course, she did it and, you know, she completed 5 miles. I'm not sure if she'd be able to do more than 5 miles in the subdivision.
That's a mental, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a guy that lives in the subdivision, and that's what he does. Like, one day he was going past, said, how many miles have you done today? He said, 7. He's never left the subdivision. And
wow.
He doesn't really stop and talk, but, like, if he passes by, I'll ask him a question, like, why don't you ever leave the subdivision? And he was like, I don't know. I just, you know, he just enjoys it, I guess. It's relaxing
like
to him.
I am not that person. There's some people that like loops. I'm not that person.
And I mean, trust me, this guy's a runner. Like I'm thinking if he actually ran, he would have some really good times based on just watching him, you know, go round and round. But anyway, so she did it. And my question was going to be to you. I mean, how does Braxton feel about it? How do you feel about it? You know, so, because I know you're very big on safety. You've done, mm-hmm. you know, videos about it, that kind of thing.
So I'm big on safety and I usually am pretty strapped with things if I'm going out in the dark. But mm-hmm. I also map my route to safer areas, meaning well-traveled areas and well-lit areas, but I think I ran more in the dark prior to me and Braxton being together because he don't play that. Like, he's like, nope, son. Like, he is just like you. Like, if you run it in the dark, I need to be with you or you need to be in the neighborhood. And even if I'm in the neighborhood, Tommy, he is on the corner at the stop sign looking at me from afar, like, making sure that he can keep his eyes on me. So yeah, I prefer to get up and get it done. Now there definitely has been some times that I've run in the dark, but I was with somebody. Since me and Braxton have been together, was mm-hmm. with somebody. But if it's independent, it typically does not happen, or I have to stay in my little cul-de-sac. And I got a little cul-de-sac. It's not even point. Whatever. So he'll give me that. He ain't give me he don't give me the grill, but he's like, oh, okay, as long as you get it done before the sun's up. I mean, before the sun's, you know, gone down, like, remember, you know, you need to wait till I get home because he'll, you know, come check on me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think even for me mentally, and maybe because I haven't been in a marathon training block since last year or like a full diligent one, because mm-hmm. I don't know. I prefer to do it before the sun comes up, but I don't like running by myself when the sun is not up, because I feel like I'm more focused on my safety than the running. And so for me, mentally, I'm not even there. So like, I'm keeping my head on the swivel. Every time I pass somebody or someone passed me, I'm looking back. So I feel like it's not even like a relaxed run for me. And not that every run is relaxed, because you can get, somebody can do nasty things to you when the sun is up. But I just think when the sun is down, it's not as productive run. Now, when I did run with Black Girls Run, when I used to run with them, we used to run at 6 a.m. 90% of the time it was dark outside. But I think I felt a little bit better to keep someone in my eyesight. And if I was the lead pack, I was always looking back. But it was also mm-hmm. a well-trafficked area where there was a lot of runners on that sidewalk on South Atlanta Road. And so I feel like because it was an area that was more people out and more people out on foot, I felt a little bit more comfortable. So I don't know if I answered your question, but yeah.
Yeah, no, that definitely does. Because I mean, Heather is definitely the type of person who doesn't like to, she want to do what she want to do. basically. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much where mm-hmm. Trey gets it from. Like, mm-hmm. you can tell him whatever. She want to do what she want to do, you know. Mm-hmm. She's, mm-hmm. even when she was pregnant with Trey, she tried to tell the doctor she want to run. Doctor was like, okay, I'm going to put you in the hospital. Now what you going to do? So, so she had to stop running at that point. But, yeah, and she goes out. Like, she has friends that she'll go meet in the dark. But I feel mm-hmm. more, I feel better if she's with somebody.
Right.
You know, as okay. opposed to her running by herself. So you answered yeah. my question. That's cool. And I mean, yeah. honestly, I mean, as a male, I mean, yes, I do get up and run in the middle of the night kind of thing. But trust mm-hmm. me, my head's still on a swivel because
right.
they be out there. You don't know what somebody's trying. You know, they may try to rob me for, and after about 5 miles, I ain't gonna put up much of a fight. You mean you're right. probably gonna be able to take whatever I got
it
on me.
Be
so
the most
you know,
random thing that yeah. people will rob you for, or even just yeah. catcalling in general. I mean, I think that we have seen enough headlines, and these are just headlines. Think about the things that never made it to yeah. the headlines, mm-hmm. but people getting attacked, and I doubt it. I pretty sure that there are some males that have been attacked too, but it just wasn't. Mm. put out on yeah. Front Street. So
yeah. yep. Dude, I get so delirious sometimes. The other week, I know my routes in Tucker so well, I really mm-hmm. don't need a watch. I like know exactly how, you know, the mileage.
You can go do it and know what you hit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. How about I mess around and ran an extra mile?
Oh no.
I was I was doing a route and ran an extra mile. I was like, I needed 7. I ended up running 8. Dude, I was so mad because I was so tired.
I know you was so mad, but good job.
I was like, so tired.
You was like, this shit really made me tired today. What is going on?
I was looking at my watch and I was thinking about, okay, because I know how long it should take. And I'm like, mm-hmm. this is not adding up right. Because I'm like, I got 2 mm-hmm. miles to get home. And then I was like, damn it, Thomas, you didn't run an extra
You didn't turn
mile.
Around. You must have been so focused that you did not get to turn around.
I was
around.
Like, oh, man. I was like, I got dementia. Something going on. But
you did not turn around. That's funny.
But anyway, thank you for that answer.
Of course.
So let's talk about this Mexico marathon. What is that? No. Is it a marathon, though? Really? Is it just, hey, all y'all line up over here, I'm going to fire a gun, and y'all just do whatever?
So it actually has world athletic global status. And so that's what's crazy, is because it should be well-sanctioned and well-monitored. I'm quoting. Tommy can see my quotes, but y'all can't see my quotes. But, like, I'm quoting that because I'm just like, it should be to that status. But, yes.
Yeah.
So for our listeners, if you have not heard, at the Mexico City Marathon that took place on August 27th, 2023, there was a field of 30,000 runners that took off for this race. Out of the 30,000 runners, 11,000 of those runners basically cut the course and were disqualified.
Mm. Now, just to confirm, did they cut the course on purpose or was it a missign, you know?
Supposedly it was that they did not, people missed the mats. They had a checkpoint at every 5K and these people missed basically several checkpoints. And so that's how they know that what is being said is that they cut the course.
Okay.
So they didn't hit the mats. Now, I will tell you, whenever I run races, and usually it's a distance race because they don't have this typically on 5Ks, but usually I know that Peachtree has it in some cases. In one of the cases, Peachtree definitely has it. But typically if you're running a distance race, they have mats, especially if they have, if they're doing a tracking system. So if you have an mm-hmm. app that you can track your runners, typically there is some kind of mat that you have to cross in order for the tracking to even make sense, right? And I know for me, it's a random thing that I do, but I'd be like, don't miss the mat. Like, I literally yell that out. I'm like, don't miss the mat. And I've seen people be up on the curb because it might get too clustered. I'm like, okay, you miss this mat if you want to, or if you go around the end of the mat. I'm like, don't do that, but don't miss the mat. But yes, they had checkpoints every 5K and they miss those checkpoints. So, but listen, Tommy. So when I first read the headline, I didn't read the article, but when I first read the headline, I said, miss marking. Like there's something wrong with the course. Like there's something. Yeah. And what I mean by something
for
wrong
that
with
many
the course,
people.
For that many people to miss it. However, if you think about it, Tommy, it I was talking to Tess. I saw Tess this week and I was talking to her about this too. She was like, it takes one person to make a wrong turn or to make a wrong diversion for everybody mm-hmm. to follow. And it's true. It yeah. is so true. But Tommy, I read the article, or I read two articles on the same topic. Mm-hmm. They said that this race in 2017 had 6,000 runners miss the mark. In 2018, they had 3,000 runners that were removed because of alleged cheating as well. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, I don't know if the race director has been the same over the last several years, but if your marathon is known, quote unquote, again, for missing the mark or people being disqualified due to, you know, not... maybe it's making a wrong turn or whatever. I feel like you would line secure your course a little different. You might try to figure out what it may look like. Is there an area that you don't have a lot of like volunteers out there to make yeah. sure people turn the right way? Mm-hmm. And it may not even be police. It could just be setting up volunteers in areas to do that. But we chatted a little bit before this. I really feel like if all of this is happening, there's seems like a little bit of like lackadaisical, I don't care thought process to it. If this has yeah. always happened, 11,000 people, Tommy, is not a small number. That is a lot.
Shoot, that's a whole race sometimes, 11,000 people. That's a big race, 11,000 people, actually. I mean, isn't this the same race that the dude said everybody was banditing? You know, they did a bandit race, or like there was a lot of people that got fake mm-hmm. numbers or something like that.
Yeah, isn't that the same race? Seems like, yeah, I believe it is, but I believe I remember hearing that about this race as well. I don't know. It seems sketch. It seems real sketch, but I don't know.
I got to see this medal because I guess, okay, this is my thought process.
You got to see the medal.
Well, I'm wondering why are you entering this race?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you entering this race, but then you cutting the course?
You don't randomly run 26.2 miles. I don't care where you cut it, and I don't care what money you put into trying to get it or whatever the situation is. You don't do that for 26.2 miles.
I was like, okay, well, maybe it's a really nice medal, and they just want the medal. They don't care if they actually ran the official, because even your Garmin going to tell you you didn't run the 26 whatever miles. So I guess I don't get the point of why you would do that.
But I think because
I want to run the full amount. I want my watch to show the full amount if I'm running a marathon.
But I think that that's because we are diehard runners and we don't understand cheating regardless of the distance. Like, so like I can't fathom or understand the why ever. Like, it doesn't make sense. The same way that I don't understand why people start a race when they know they can't finish it, meaning they know that it's a time qualification or a time max and you know you can't meet that, but you still go out there to start a race. Like, you know you about to do this well. Why you out there?
It might be, you know, are you ready for a miracle?
Like, why are you out there?
I mean, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I've started races thinking I was about to have a great day and had an awful day. So
No, Tommy. You being in shape and having a bad day, but starting that race, you started that race in shape. And you knew that you had the ability to do it. But when you started a race and you shouldn't even been on the bench, that's a totally different thing. And there's no options for you. It's different than us, me and you. We started New York City, knowing it was gonna be a trash day. We knew that. Right.
Yeah. From.
But
from
we also knew we had 12 hours to get it done.
Plenty time. I didn't see. Oh. I seen the video. I got plenty time.
We could have walked, strolled 26.2 hours, 26.2 miles for New York City, and still would have been straight. But we knew that we had a little bit in the tank to at least not make it that. So I just want to put that out there. Like No.
Yes, indeedy. Well, I mean, yeah, that's. I guess I don't have that mind frame. Why I would.
I don't either.
I mean, I guess if there was money involved, I could understand it. But this is you. This is just you against yourself, and you cheating against yourself.
Against yourself. Basically.
So anyway, but yeah, that was definitely very very interesting.
Let me look this race up while we on this podcast to really see. Let's see. Mexico City. I don't even see it. Marathon.
Now, while you looking that up, did you hear about the Portland Marathon? The dude that embezzled all the money?
What? I didn't hear about that one.
The former president of the Portland Marathon, Inc. pleaded guilty to crimes while leading the organization and will serve 3 years probation. No, you need to go to jail, bro. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, District of Oregon, Lester V. Smith Jr. This dude is 80 years old. The former president and event director of the Portland Marathon, Inc. orchestrated unauthorized fund transfers from PMI's account to his personal checking account from January 2012 to at least April 2018. How you think you gonna get away with transferring funds? It's a map. They can see. Dude, why you put $100,000 in your account?
Listen, people do the dumbest stuff and they act like they can't get chased. I'm like, I can look that up, but I'm not the FBI.
Exactly. That's an easy one to call.
Right.
Yeah, ridiculous. Like, but I guess he has the money to for restitution. So that, I guess that's why he got probation.
He can pay it back.
So,
very interesting.
So anyway. So watch them run, them presidents of them run foundations. Watch them close.
Okay, this is the medal. I don't know if you can see it. Hold on. I got to take you? My camera on the other screen. I got double screens. Can you see it?
Yeah.
It's all right. It ain't nothing to be cheating.
I ain't cheating for that neither, child. Yeah, I'm not cheating for that. I'm going to go ahead and run it. But you know what? I have talked to people who have run races in other countries. And they say it's like, and not to say it's bad, it's just different. They have different attitudes toward the race. And you're right, they may be a little bit more lackadaisical, a little bit more laid back about things than maybe we are here in America. Because I've had some people run like rock and roll races that are in other countries, and they're like, yeah, it's night and day. It's probably
police the heck out of things over here. So
a lot different.
Yeah.
Oh, man. India.
Yes.
Do you have anything else for us today?
I don't, but I will tell y'all, ever since I posted that reel about my races that I'm doing, so many people are going to be at the Atlanta PNC 10-miler. It is BMR, Black Man Runs, 10-year anniversary race. And I guess it is their race meetup. What do y'all call
anniversary.
It?
Anniversary. It's their anniversary meetup,
race meetup. And so that's gonna be in Atlanta. So I just want to let y'all know there's a lot of people gonna be here that weekend. So if you feel like you want to run an Atlanta race, you don't want to do a half, you don't want to do a 10 mile, you can't do the 5K, but pull up on us. But other than that, I don't have anything else. I'm gonna go run a mile before the rain comes again, and I'll let y'all know how it goes.
All right, now, let me shout out Braxton, happy birthday. And
yes,
I'm sorry, I don't.
Thank you.
And his twin brother, I forgot his twin brother's name.
It's Braden.
Braden, okay.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, guys. How young are they? They in their 20s still? How old are they?
They still in their 20s. I'm a cougar.
But if they want to reach out to you and cheer you on, ask you how you're getting out of your funk, how would they get in touch with you?
Yes. Well, hit me up on Instagram. That's where I'm most active. I am Indigo Runs. It's my Instagram. You can also hit me up at Miles From India. It's my website if you want to look at all the other things that I'm doing. And then also you can hit me up at contact@milesfromindia.com if you have a business inquiry. I forgot to mention this. I am race announcing. I have two races coming up for race announcing. So I am doing the Oktoberfest 5K that's being done by Horizon Race Series. That is next Saturday, the 23rd. And then I'm also going to do the MC for the Kaiser Permanente 5K that's happening in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So y'all will be seeing me on the mics. I am still doing that, doing mic stuff. Well, y'all saw me obviously in Chicago, but I am still doing races. So I'm excited.
So Oktoberfest, does that include beer? That's what I mean. They, when do, I hear
give
Oktoberfest.
A, they do give a beer ticket.
Okay.
Yeah. It's at the New Realm Brewery is where it happens on the Beltline. So
okay, perfect. All right. Well, if you want to hit me up, I'm at tmitch68 on Instagram, or Thomas W. Mitchell, the number 2, at Gmail on the email. All right. Yes. And you?
Gmail on the email. You crazy. Bye, y'all.
Have a good one. Peace.